Hello and welcome to the show today. We are so glad and honored that you joined us on the College Investor Audio Show. So today we take a look at this. What is an escrow or impound account? Sounds serious. And the other question we'll ask is, how do you deal with this thing? How do you cancel it? But first, just a reminder to hit that subscribe button on the podcast so you're always up to date on new content that we post all the time. You can also follow us all over social media, like, follow, stalk. What other terms are there in social media land? I don't know. Wherever you are, we are. We're there too. Just search for the College Investor and you'll find us. And anything we talk about on the podcast or on social media is at thecollegeinvestor.com, a robust website where you can dive deeper on all the topics we talk about. All right, let's get to it. So, what's escrow or impound account, and how do I cancel this thing? Making a big purchase, like buying a house, isn't as simple as just taking a copy of the deed to a cash register and swiping your credit card. There's a lot that goes into finalizing these big purchases. Think closing costs, seller fees, all sorts of inspections, and everyone's favorite, taxes. That's why big purchases often come with escrow, also known as an impound account. Sounds like they're trapping your money away. They are. These accounts do hold money on behalf of the buyer, just to ensure certain payments are made on time. This can help reduce liability and risk lenders take on, giving buyers access to better financing options. So it's a good thing. So what is an escrow or impound account? Is it required? More importantly, how do you cancel this thing if you don't actually need it? Today, we dive into all of those questions just to help you figure out whether or not an escrow account is a good move for you. First of all, what is it? Let's define our terms. So an escrow account, also sometimes referred to as an impound account, is a type of account that's set up to manage expenses that accompany large purchases, like buying a home. Typically, these types of accounts are managed by a third party. They are a way to hold money on behalf of buyers and sellers when a purchase is processing, as well as after the purchase is finalized. So depending on the terms of the sale, escrow accounts can help ensure things go smoothly. For example, if the seller agrees to cover fees needed to make an improvement on a home, the funds for that expense might be held in escrow. This protects both parties, ensuring the obligations of the sale are met before the funds are released. If you have an escrow account, it will be included in your monthly mortgage payment. Each month, part of your payment is sent to an escrow account for a future expense, like property taxes or insurance premiums. It's actually a way for the lender to protect themselves and make sure you're paying for stuff. So, setting aside funds each month can help you break up these expenses and save for them in advance. It just makes them easier to manage. While escrow accounts are common for purchasing a home, they're not limited to that at all. Other types of assets, like buying a vehicle or purchasing something from a supplier, might even require a type of escrow account called an impound account. So this type of account can be a sign of good faith for a transaction that is processing. So here's why you might need an escrow or an impound account. Depending on what you're purchasing, there are different requirements that will determine whether or not you actually need one of these accounts. An impound account is used for things that require delivery. This can be part of a purchase agreement, but it's really not limited to that either. If your car has been impounded or you owe back taxes, a court may require an impound account to be set up to hold onto the funds until all those legal proceedings are finalized. This type of account can also be a tool for budgeting around a large expense, like property taxes, for instance. This can amount to thousands of dollars each year, and it can be a hefty bill for sure if you're not planning for it in advance. So depending on your mortgage terms, some lenders may require that you have an escrow account and deposit money into it each month. Other times, it can be nice to have to just manage your money well. It helps you, the homeowner, break up payments over a period of time while helping the mortgage servicer mitigate any risk that you will be unable to make a payment. Are you required to have an escrow or an impound account? Let's take a look. Some loans or purchase agreements may require that you maintain an escrow or an impound account. This is a way for a lender to ensure you're able to keep up with your payments. So for mortgages with less than a 20% down payment, an escrow account is required by most service providers. This is also the case for certain types of government-backed loans, like mortgages issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture or Federal Housing Authority. An impound account may also be required for certain transactions or if your vehicle has been impounded by the police. Courts can utilize them if there is a legal proceeding to collect debt that's been collateralized by personal property. There are some cases where an escrow or impound account is not required. This is true for homeowners with exceptional credit or who are able to make a substantial down payment on a home. While an escrow account may not be required, it's still optional and can help you manage your money. So now let's get to the big question. How do I cancel this escrow or impound account? If you determine you don't need one of these, you can decide to cancel it. There are some good reasons for doing this too. While it doesn't eliminate property taxes, oh, if only, right? It does mean you don't have to set aside funds in escrow every month. This can have some financial advantages too. Canceling an escrow account can lower your monthly mortgage payment. The money you save could be reallocated toward maybe a high-yield savings account or some other short-term interest-bearing account like a CD or certificate of deposit. To cancel your account, there is a formal process your lender or mortgage service might ask you to follow. This entails obtaining an escrow waiver. A waiver lets your lender know that you're on the hook to cover the property taxes and insurance for your home. For your lender to issue you one, they may request proof that you can meet all obligatory payments, like paying your insurance premium. This may include a loan-to-value ratio of less than 80% and no prior history of missed or late payments. Waiving escrow may come with some higher costs, too. Not having an escrow account can increase the risk for lenders. You may be asked to pay higher fees for the lender to take on this risk. While there can be some benefits to canceling an escrow or impound account, it is a useful money management tool. It helps you break up large payments over time, while it can offer a layer of protection for buyers, sellers, and lenders when making a large purchase. All in all, it's actually a pretty good thing. And that is our show for today. If you have any questions at all, you want to dive in a little bit deeper on this topic and so much more, check out thecollegeinvestor.com. There you can find money tips. You can find tax software that's awesome to use. You can find all kinds of amazing tips and tricks on how to get and build your own side hustle, which could actually turn into a full-time job. For real, it happened to me. You can find all kinds of great stuff at thecollegeinvestor.com. Again, we're all over social media. Just search for the name The College Investor and you'll find us. Drop us a line. Say hi. We'd love to get to know you and help you along on your money journey. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.